quarterback Landry Jones spent 5 years as the understudy to Ben Roethlisberger in the NFL with Pittsburgh. Now he gets top billing in the remake of the XFL, which appears on television sets across America next spring. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help make possible with your tax-deductible sponsorship gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online at WWIB.com for more information. Or if you'd like to give to support the show, you can do so quickly, safely, and securely right there at WIB.com. The former Oklahoma Sooners quarterback Landry Jones left Norman with the third most career passing yards in Division I history and 123 touchdowns. And he'll be reunited with his old college coach, Bob Stoops, with the new XFL Dallas Renegades. Landry Jones back with me on Sports and Commentary. So you and Bob Stoops again. How about that? Both you guys have said that you had some great times together at OU. Landry, tell me about some of those.
I mean, we had some great moments there. We won a ton of football games, and I mean, we did a lot of good things. It set me up to where I wanted to go in life, and so I can be nothing but grateful for those opportunities that we had together. Man, I just really remember the relationships that I made with people. I mean, I met my wife there. A couple of my best friends were still made at when I was at Oklahoma and stuff. So just I really just remember the people that I was involved with there and got to know.
Yeah, your wife Whitney was a star basketball player at OU. So does having a coach who knows you so well give your new team, the Dallas Renegades, an immediate edge in the XFL next spring?
I don't know if it gives us an edge, but it definitely made my decision easier whenever I heard that he was going to be a part of this league and kind of put some trust into the league that he wasn't just going to go into something that wasn't going to be successful or anything like that. So it kind of made my decision easier whenever I heard that he was going to be involved.
Well, he backed up big Ben Roethlisberger at Pittsburgh with the Steelers for 5 years. Give me an idea of what life is like, the inside stuff on being an NFL backup quarterback.
I mean, it is for sure a grind, no question about it. Long days, sometimes that kind of go into the night. But I mean, it was always fun, and it was always a ever changing atmosphere there. You know, you never knew what was going to happen, especially for a backup. You never knew when you're going to start or when you're going to actually get to play. So you're always kind of on your toes for sure.
Yeah, you have to be. You do the work, and you stand there game after game after game and rarely play. But you've got to be ready. I mean, is that pretty frustrating?
There was no moment that I really enjoyed ever being on the sideline. So that was for sure the hardest part about it. You put in all this effort and work and preparation into something, but you don't get any of the reward. So that was a hard part, and that was probably the part where I just felt like I kind of got burnt out, didn't really enjoy what I was doing very much, but that is what it is, you know. It's kind of, when you're in those positions, it's kind of the luck of the draw whether you get to play or not.
Mm-hmm. Quarterback Landry Jones on the other end of the phone connection today, 30 years of age, and it's our first opportunity, first chance to really get together with you on S&C here, Landry. So let's talk about deeper stuff than football for sure. Can you share your story of walking with Jesus, of making him your Savior and your Lord?
It kind of something more started in college. 2009, I really just decided and gave my life to Christ. And then from there, it was just kind of him leading me through and sustaining me. In college, it was more of like building roots and finding out who I really was, and then we go off to Pittsburgh, and it was more of, it almost felt more of like a wilderness slash like trial period in my life, where he was stripping stuff away from me and showing me what's really important in life. And so that process was that anytime you have stuff like that happen, it's always painful, but in the end, when you look back at it, you're always thankful. And I just feel like I'm a more healthy, more well-rounded person because of the experiences that I had and what God led me through.
So you're the first player signed on with the new league, the XFL, and so that kind of means you're the face from the player's standpoint of the new league, and right up there at front with your new Dallas Renegades. And you feel like God has you up front for a more profound purpose to share his love and tell people what he's done in your life?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's keeping life simple is better, and that's kind of how I felt with the walk with God, too. It's love God, love people, and then everything else kind of falls into place. So that's kind of my perspective on this whole deal as well.
Yeah. Landry Jones played at Oklahoma with the Sooners college football, recruited by Colorado, Oregon, Stanford, UCLA, Virginia. And I heard Wisconsin, too. Were the Badgers really ever a serious contender for you?
No, the Badgers weren't really ever in it. Too cold for this warm-blooded boy.
Oh, come on. It's not cold up here, is it? All right, Landry, thank you very much for joining me on Sports and Commentary. We'll look forward to watching you in the X next spring. Landry Jones, God bless you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.